As his son Chris is running for governor, John H. Sununu isn't just playing the role of supportive father. He's also one of his son's most powerful campaign cheerleaders.
We need a Republican governor with a name I like to talk about.
That was at a recent rally for vice presidential candidate Mike Pence in Exeter, where John H. Sununu couldn't pass up the chance to remind the crowd of a name farther down on the ballot.
Look, Chris Sununu's running for governor. You know that. I've often said that shows the quality and power of good breeding stock.
It's been 3 decades since John H. Sununu held public office, but the Sununu name is still arguably the most prominent brand in New Hampshire Republican politics. Longtime friends say it all started decades ago in their hometown of Salem. John H. Sununu served as chairman of the local planning board in the 1970s. His wife, Nancy, served on the school board. The couple was famous, among other things, for hosting an annual New Year's Day brunch that attracted hundreds. John H. Sununu eventually went on to serve as governor in the 1980s. His oldest son, John E. Sununu, was in the U.S. Senate in the 2000s. Now, Chris Sununu, after a few terms on the executive council, is looking to keep the Sununu legacy going.
To say he grew up in a political family is an understatement.
That's Donna Sitek, a longtime friend of the family who's been there through victory and defeat on the campaign trail.
In a political family, every 2 years you expect somebody's going to be running for something.
And for most of Chris Sununu's childhood, that was the case. By the time he was 12, his dad was on the ballot in one way or another every election day. He ran for the legislature, the executive council, and the U.S. Senate. John H. Sununu finally won his first big statewide race in 1982 when he was elected governor, an office he held for 3 terms. Being the second youngest of 8 kids, Chris's official campaign duties back then were fairly limited.
If you knew Sununu like I know Sununu, oh, 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 what a guy.
There was that one time he got recruited to provide some vocals for a campaign ad.
I think my job was to say, oh, 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 what a guy. That was quite funny at the time.
But for the most part, he says the chaos of campaigning didn't weigh too heavily on him or his siblings.
I don't want to say we were insulated, but it was a very normal life. Being in a big family, you know, we did everything from playing sports to participating in the community or whatever we were doing in those individual days. We really weren't dragged around. I think there's this impression that that's the way it was.
That sense of normalcy changed a bit when the senior Sununu was tapped as White House Chief of Staff in 1988 for the newly elected President George H.W. Bush. Chris Sununu, still a teenager at the time, moved with his parents and younger brother to Washington. A big culture shock. The family was in the national spotlight and consequently subject to more negative press and political attacks.
If it taught me anything, it taught me I don't want to go back to Washington. I have no interest in ever going back as a senator or a congressman or anything like that because they do it very differently down there. And it really made me appreciate the value of our system here in New Hampshire.
Chris's older brother, John, was the first Sununu kid to jump into politics and did end up going to Washington, logging 12 years in Congress and the Senate. Those campaigns, on top of his father's, helped to provide some tangible advantages for Chris Sununu now that he decided to run for governor. Political allies, donors, the benefits of built-in name recognition, and more. But the built-in family brand also comes with challenges. As pollster Steve Cazella explains it, Sununu was much better known to voters than his Democratic opponent Colin Van Ostern at the start of the governor's race, if only because of his last name. That meant Sununu had less opportunity to make a first impression on voters that wasn't already shaped by what they thought of his family.
If you're unknown but have sort of an effective introduction, you do have a lot more space to be more than one thing. Whereas if you come in very well known with a brand that's very well known, whether you created it or not, I think the space for you to do that is certainly smaller.
And even as Chris tries to run his own campaign, there's only so much he can do to separate himself from his brother and his father. Dave Carney, who was around for some of the earliest Sununu campaigns back in the 1980s, says John H. Sununu was especially known for his strong personality.
I guess the way to put it is he didn't suffer fools very, very well. And so, you know, whatever resentment and baggage that brings to Chris's name and legacy, you know, you get all the negative as well as some of the positive.
Sununu's opponents have tried to make his family ties a liability in this year's campaign. Democrats have tried to make the case that his business and political opportunities were handed to him on a silver platter, like in this recent attack ad.
Chris Sununu's family gave him a famous name and the top job at the family resort. Chris has never had to work for anything. Chris Sununu.
In a little over a week, voters will have the final say on whether that famous name helps or hurts his shot at the top job in state government. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.